Hi, this is Reverend Patrick Jones, assistant pastor at Life Church in East Syracuse, New York, and I am your pastor for the day. I want to tell you why you need to stop volunteering at your church. Yes, I said it, stop volunteering, and here's why. The reason you should stop volunteering is that it's not in the Bible. I know you must be asking yourself, this guy is crazy or something. I promise you, if you hang in there with me, you'll understand. So I don't volunteer for anything anymore because the word volunteering is not in the Bible, but serving is. Serving is found all throughout Scripture. In fact, 1 Peter 4:10, God has given each of you a gift from a great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. You see, this verse here says we need to serve one another, not volunteer for one another. To use the gifts that God has given each and every one of us to help edify the body of Christ, to help lift up those who are hurting and those who may be struggling, to reach outside ourselves and become selfless and not selfish. I want to give you a few comparisons of volunteering versus serving. See, volunteering says, is there anything that I need to do? Where serving says, how may I be of service? John 12:26, if anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Volunteering says, this is just something I do because they are in need. Where serving says, this is what I do because it is my privilege. Galatians 5:13-14, for you were called to be a freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. All this reminds me of when Jesus was talking to disciples in the book of Matthew. Matthew 25:35-45 says, for I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Truly, I tell you, whatever you do for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you do for me. Then he will say to those on the left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food, and I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, you did not visit me. Then they will also answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? And then he will answer them, saying, truly, I say to you, as you did not do it for one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. Wow. So don't just serve once in a while, but let your life become a life of serving others around you, in your church body, at your work, in your school. Embrace the lifehood of serving as it is a privilege to serve, just as Jesus did. I want to close with this. Matthew 20:28 says this, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. Let's live a life serving as Jesus did, serving our community. No more volunteering. It's time we start to serve. So I encourage you today to reach out to your pastor and ask them, how can I best serve our church community? Thank you again. I am Reverend Patrick Jones, assistant pastor at Life Church in East Syracuse, New York, and I am your pastor for the day.